All right, 2 o'clock. Good to have you with us on a beautiful Friday afternoon. We're about to do something that, as Kenny put it, is a knife to the brain. We're going to talk preseason football. Yeah!
No. About John Jansen.
No. Kenny, I mean, do you want to just tell the people? Was it good for you?
I made it through about a quarter.
I knew it.
And after watching three or four drives end in three and outs, I was like, they may have been right about this. They may have warned me about this, and I may have completely ignored the warnings.
What did you do? Did you go away from the game?
It stayed on the secondary screen, the Georgia Bacons and MLB The Show, the video game. I ended up playing that for a while. And then when I saw Hendon Hooker start to play, I was like, all right, I'll dial back in a little bit. And then wash and repeat from what happened at the beginning of the game. I watched a couple of drives. Nothing's happening.
Wait. But you saw his quarterback scramble where he picked up the first down, right?
I did see that. I saw him truck a defensive back. That was pretty cool.
I heard all of Detroit cheering like, yes, we got a mobile QB.
Yeah, great. Congratulations. I hope those aren't the phone calls I'm going to get today.
Concussion.
Yeah, 100%. The only thing I took away from it was the Jake Bates kick, and that was just one kick out of many, so... I mean, it was a 50-plus in the rain. Good for you. That's about it. That's about it, guys.
Kenny, I'm with you because the whole time I'm sitting here thinking, you don't care about this. Why should I care about this?
Can I ask a question? Is it insane that if we believe this is a Super Bowl-caliber team, no matter what you think of Hendon Hooker or not, I mean, Nate Sudfeld should not be paid to play football. Why don't you just go sign Ryan Tannehill? Why don't the Detroit Lions, if they're truly a Super Bowl team, get a Super Bowl backup? I'm asking. I'm not sitting here yelling about it.
No. I think it's a great question, but I think you're not going to get Ryan Tannehill right now. It's kind of like Teddy Bridgewater. When the season gets closer, I think Tannehill is waiting for somebody to blow out a knee or do something stupid.
Okay.
I want a starting job. But if we get into the week before... Okay, I'll sign with Detroit because you're going to be a good team. I'll be a backup, but I'd rather start.
But the reality of it, Kenny, it just goes back to what Rico and I were saying yesterday. Any of these people that are all hard up for Hendon Hooker, if Hooker's got to play, your season's over.
The only people that have that opinion are the ones that just don't. That it's the Jared Goff phone calls that we get. Oh, he's not mobile enough. That is those people. That is that demographic. Is the people who say you can't win without a mobile quarterback, which factually is not correct.
But you know what mobile quarterback is? It's coded language for we want a playmaker. We want that special guy. We want the quarterback that every other team is jealous of.
Hendon Hooker picked up the ball and ran a few times, and people looked at that and go, hey, we have never seen that before. We had Stafford, we have Goff, we had Harrington, we had Kitna, we had whoever you want to name. We never have seen that.
What about Stoney Case?
What about Jeff Garcia? I mean,
Gus Frerotte?
Kenny, had he scored that touchdown where he got the concussion, I think these people would have lost it, Mike, because it would have been like, did you see how he scrambled and he scored? It's like he found out, Mike, even though these are all people who will be working at Walmart, he found out very quickly this ain't college. Because in college at Tennessee, he scores on that play. In the pros, it looked like it was open until he got knocked out.
So here's my question. I mean, do you want to come to the table and just admit you can't get into preseason football? Or... are you going to present to me something of value from last night's game? You know how I feel about preseason football. I think it's a complete farce. I think it's a total waste of time. The only thing I care about, injuries. Stay healthy. I don't care about playing starters. I don't read into player performances. But Kenny was so excited to watch this game, he could barely make it a quarter. You out there in listener land, come on, don't lie to me.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
And if you think, hey, you guys are missing it, you're missing this, tell me what it is. Because I don't feel like I missed anything at all.
Yeah, because I was watching, was it Mono, the left tackle from Canada? Not good.
Listen, work in progress. 248.
He was getting beat by people who won't be in the league.
248-539-9797. Yes, David.
I'll say this. Watching last night changed my mind. I am not watching the Pittsburgh Steelers in preseason. In fact, Rico, to answer your question, it was everything I thought it would be. It was trash. And I'm going to go as far as saying this. They should just get rid of preseason football.
100%.
Just scrimmage against each other, prepare yourself, and do like college. All of a sudden, you show up, and it's game one.
Agree totally.
David, this is a joke.
The only thing for me, I look like DiCaprio in the movie. I'm pointing at the screen like, Tommy DeVito! Tommy DeVito! That's Mike's boy! He's in the game!
It was not worth watching.
No, David, I'm with you. If they got rid of the preseason in sum total and distilled it down to one game, one preseason game, 2 weeks before the start of the season, you'd have a four-week run-up of training camp to one game. Every team would do two joint practices or weeks of joint practice, but only one game. Perfect. It's a total, I can't understand how people keep getting excited about it.
And even more, I tuned in a little bit to the pregame on our station here. And I heard Dan Miller talking to Dan Campbell, and basically he asked him, do the veterans, what do they take out of the joint practices versus these preseason games? And Campbell basically said, they take a hell of a lot more on the joint practices where they're actually in the dirt a little bit and it's a controlled setting.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that Dan Campbell agrees with everything I told him
100%.
Yesterday.
And that's coming from the horse's mouth.
Nah, but you know,
so weird.
But TJ was fired up for the game. That's what matters.
It's because TJ's fired up to get out of the house and away from his kids. Wasn't fired up to
Wait,
be there.
Wait, you mean it's not a hockey tournament? All right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'm not in an ice rink in St. Clair Shores. He was on the sideline with probably 80 Zins in his mouth. He was just happy to be out of his daycare center. Tell me TJ was excited.
He was excited.
No, it's not. That's that fake former player thing that they all do. John does the same thing.
Hey, Dan, they're really hitting down hard down here. You know,
I'm really surprised about the physicality.
I mean, this may be preseason, but these guys came to play, man. Lower pads and blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, TJ's in mid-season form.
You can feel it.
There you go. Get another handful of that wintergreen welfare bear.
He was there. Only thing missing was coming up to the stage deck. Like, okay, TJ, calm down.
They're really popping pads down here, Dan.
I can't stand it. It's every city in America. They got a former player on the broadcast, and immediately they go to the sidelines of game one of the preseason, and it's the same thing. Let me tell you, football's in the air, bitch. Okay, sure.
It's August and like 80 degrees outside. Yeah, there's football in the air.
Let me tell you, all the road to the Super Bowl starts here tonight.
You know, it's raining, but there's going to be games where it rains. You're going to have to learn how to field the ball. You got to catch that punt.
Want
to
see how this team handles adversity. Back to you, Dan.
Shut up. Seriously.
But what did you, I mean, come on.
It was a pleasant surprise. I'm like, TJ, I heard him down there because I couldn't watch the game. As I said, I'm like, I got to do something else. So I'm listening.
You have a life?
I'd rather cut the grass while I'm listening to this game. At least I get something constructive done. And yet I was like, oh, TJ was worth the price.
Mm-hmm.
TJ was fired up.
That's because he got to go on a plane and get the hell up out of here. No hockey tournament, no 17 kids, unlimited tobacco without judgment. The man was in heaven last night.
David, what do the ticket texters have to say as we start this show today?
I turned it off to watch Olympic canoeing, and the USA wasn't even in it. Someone else says, oh, my God, Rico, I did the same exact thing when Tommy DeVito came on the field. That is Tim in Brighton.
Right, I'm sitting there pointing like, that's Mike's boy. That's Mike's boy. I'm looking like DiCaprio.
I was waiting for a giant cartoon safe to fall out of the sky and kill him.
The Lions have literally no depth as displayed last night. Other than their starters, they have nothing. But they didn't even play the backups, though.
Exactly.
So,
how can you say that?
Wow.
Okay.
I guess the thing that maybe some people saw, the drop-off between the offensive line, the ones that played, and your starting offensive five.
Welcome to real life.
Clear drop-off.
Yeah, that's supposed to be that way. The dudes who start are making $20 million a year. Right. The dudes who are backing up get paid in, like, cookies. I mean, come on, man.
But would you like a sandwich?
Right, that kid they drafted from Canada. I mean, what are they paying him in gift certificates?
Mm-hmm.
He's a project.
Yes, he is.
Okay, David.
Someone says, I like your idea on Tannehill, or I will also go out and trade a 6th-round pick for Taylor Heinicke. Because we need a backup.
My whole point is this. If there's one thing you could potentially be alarmed by, you're all focused on Hendon Hooker being a super backup. The reality is he's not ready to play. He's just not. He didn't play in a pro-style offense in college. He blew out his knee. Last year was a redshirt year. He's nowhere close to playing high-level football. This isn't the Atlanta Falcons. Mm-mm. This is a team primed for a Super Bowl.
No.
So if you want a backup quarterback, A, get Nate Sudfeld, load him on a rocket, and get him out of here. Hendon Hooker is going to be your emergency QB all year. All the reps, 1 year of good health, and you figure out what you got. You need a legitimate back. If you want a backup quarterback, go get one. Because I'll tell you, if Goff gets hurt, your season's over.
Yeah. Because Hendon Hooker is the type that he would go out there, he would have one good game because there would be really no tape on him. And then after, like Bailey Zappe when for the Patriots.
Watch your mouth.
When he played against Detroit, it was like, oh my God, maybe they have something. They didn't.
I love Bailey Zappe.
I know. And he could be available.
He was just a good college
quarterback. Would you take him?
Yeah.
He could be available. Because
then we could load up the little laser beam sound effects we had when I was picking them to beat State.
Because Joe Milton lit it up. Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's the most hilarious part. That shows you preseason's useless.
You are so right about that one.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, the road to the Super Bowl starts here, Dan.
Someone says, I about wrecked my truck laughing at Mike's TJ impression. Spot on from Jason.
TJ was fired up.
I haven't been this excited since my wedding night, Dan. Okay. I got more pouches of tobacco in my mouth than people in the stands, Dan.
Seriously, next preseason game, take a quarter.
And just listen to TJ.
Listen to 97.1. TJ. We should not just have like bingo, TJ bingo cards, and just all the stuff.
So are tickets to the game. All right, we'll get some of the phone calls. Well, are you like Kenny? You were all excited. Kenny had his pregame meal all lined up. Guy lasted about 20 minutes into the game and went, I'm out.
He hit that Shawshank moment. Yeah, what else is on?
Anything.
Right. Shawshank's always on TV. So you know what?
Or do you have an information nugget? Do you have something you swear was important that you watched last night? Please share with the classroom. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.